Press play.
Curtain of an hour in.
It's time to take a spin.
With shade and tea to spill.
Ooh, drama. Oh, that's a tweet. Did they book? Who got an on?
They option no.
Oh, I'm not well.
What star will we talk to today? Oh, that's a gag, honey.
Say no more. Drama.
Drama.
Welcome to Drama, a podcast that covers theater,
pop culture,
love,
and life
in New York City. I am Connor McDowell.
And I am Dylan McDowell, and we are your drama podcast hosts.
That's right. We're here every week bringing you drama, bringing you fun, bringing you intrigue, mystery, all of it.
Sizzling, amazing guests, including today's, which we'll
yes.
get to.
Oh my God. Dylan, how are you?
I'm great. This is the first episode that we have recorded since launching the podcast.
We kind of
backlogged a bunch, and the response has been absolutely incredible, hasn't it?
Yes. All of our hometown friends that have really come out of the
woodwork, let's be honest.
Like really random people, but fun, you know. This is just like a little fun thing we do.
Yes.
So it's nice that our, you know, high school math teacher is listening to me talk about wild things.
It's humbling.
To my personal life.
It's humbling. And I know that our mother and grandmother listen together.
Yes.
Which is, you know, but our grandma, she's a little hard of hearing. We love you, Grandma Mickey. So maybe she doesn't hear all the things.
I hope not.
Well, anyways,
I'm nervous.
Anyways. So what is new? I think we should talk about the number one thing that's on our mind.
That's right. We are fresh off a wild evening in which we went to a Lady Gaga, the Fame Monster anniversary party last night.
Yes.
DJed by, you know, who I think is a great, iconic DJ in the New York area, Ty Sunderland.
Yeah, and guest DJed.
Aquaria. The age of Aquaria. That Ru girl.
Yep. The winner of RuPaul's Drag Race season 10.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But out of drag. Which is fine.
Which is fine.
Aquaria's a cute out of drag boy.
Yeah.
Had a lover there with...
A lover who had a wandering eye, and Aquaria kept slapping his hand.
That's tea.
Anyways.
That was so fun.
So this
party,
it's like, you know, you had like the Suzanne Barsh of like the... like the heyday of New York nightlife, and then you've kind of got this new gay scene that's happening with Ty Sunderland.
With Ty.
Yeah.
Well, because he hosts these really fun like pop queen themed parties during the summer on the boat.
And gays love their queens.
They love. He's done like Britney, Madonna, Gaga, and we went to the Gaga boat, which famously my entire life can be described as before the Gaga boat and after the Gaga boat.
Yeah, I mean, there was even a moment a week later where you looked at me dead eye and said, I think I'm still on the boat.
In many ways, I never got off.
No, but it was definitely a pivotal moment for you after a summer of fun.
Yeah.
It was like the good farewell to summer boat.
It was. And so I was unwell. So I needed like a redemption.
A redemption.
So thank
storyline.
God Ty threw another Gaga themed party.
Mm-hmm. And this was called Heaven on Earth.
Tattoo.
And it was Tattoo Gaga. So there was a tattoo artist giving away free tattoos. You
I
had
know.
To choose from a template,
one.
Though. They were tacky.
Well, some of them were kind of sexy in like a weird.
The only
like,
one I would have considered would be the disco ball one.
Yeah, they were fun, but it was crazy. It was crazy
just laying on this table in the middle of this. Well, first of all, the venue was a Chinese restaurant.
Yes,
which is
in the financial district.
Iconic. It almost felt like you were walking into like a speakeasy.
Well, we were saying all night. It reminded us of being at a Delta Sigma Phi day party, which was, I know you're shocked, listeners. They were frat bros in college.
Our guest's jaws on the floor. We need to scoop it back up.
I know, but it reminded me of a Delta Sig day party, which if any Delta Sigs still care.
Not 4 years, but for life.
Oh my God. Anyway, it was a redemption. There were former lovers abound. There were
for you.
Celebs abound. Mm-hmm. It was really fun.
And we had two of our great friends with us. And
yeah,
there were
great.
Some New York comedians there that we were spying from afar. It was just an awesome night.
It was so fun. And we love Gaga. She seems unwell. Right
well,
now.
If you've seen her Twitter lately.
Yeah. She like doesn't want us. She doesn't remember Art Pop. What is that tweet?
I don't know. I don't get it. A lot of her tweets lately have been concerning.
I'm worried.
It's interesting because a year ago, she was in the middle of this basically Oscar campaign.
Yeah, no, fully. And then she, I mean,
and
she
now
won.
She's back to the music. We're waiting for LG6. Like, it's, I can't call myself a stan because I feel like that's disrespectful to the true stans, but I love Lady Gaga. I somehow knew I was word perfect with teeth last night in the Uber down.
Literally word perfect. Wait, I love Gaga.
Yeah.
She's so great. I mean, you're right. Because a year ago, she was doing the like, movie star, queen of the carpet routine. She really is a chameleon.
A star was born.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I mean, and that music for me is Gaga canon.
Yeah. And you know, our guest today has performed a song from the Gaga canon, most recently at a solo show, which we will get into it.
From
A Star Is Born. That's right.
That is an amazing segue.
Yes, here we go. Dylan, do you want to bring him in?
We are going to talk about our guest. Today, we have an actor who is working, honey. After touring as Simba in The Lion King, he made his Broadway debut in the iconic and much too short-lived Natasha Pierre in The Great Comet of 1812. He's been Lola in Kinky Boots. He blew the roof off of 54 in his solo debut, caused major drama on Pose.
Major, oh my God.
Which we will talk about. And of course, was recently seen in Bob Mackie fashions, absolutely slaying in the Cher show. Please welcome to drama, Blaine Krauss.
Pew, 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 pew. Is there music? Does music actually play during this?
We can always edit. Right, honestly. Wait, so now you also go by Blaine Alden Krauss.
Stage name.
Stage name.
Blaine,
okay.
Alden Krauss.
I want a stage name.
I am a free, I'm a freehand.
You're a freehander?
Yeah, but I've some people like to like make love to the mic.
Right. Oh, yeah. No, yeah, I like getting like very
ASMR. Yeah, yeah, that's fun. You feel like you're in the NPR.
Yeah.
And I like, and my frequencies bounce.
You're doing great.
Okay.
Yeah, you're in the green.
Blaine, thank you so much for sitting down with us.
We have been trying to plan this for too long.
Too long, yeah. But we're here.
I'm happy.
You've been busy.
Yeah, yeah, she's busy.
The timing
yeah.
was
busy.
Right.
Yeah, timing was right. Earlier you said booked, so when you're like, you've been busy, I'm like, I've been busy.
You've mentioned to me, we don't have to go into details, but you had readings and maybe workshops,
yeah,
and different things like that.
You know, the other, like, you know, how do I say this? You know, we always want to be doing a show 8 a week, mm-hmm. but that's not, you know, everything else
right.
is a job too. So yeah, all the other stuff.
That's true.
Yeah.
And for the last year, uh-huh. like this time a year ago, right, was the Cher show.
I was thinking about that. I was walking across the street getting coffee on 53rd and I was looked over to see if they're, because they still had our marquee up kind of like a couple weeks ago, but now that Illusionist
I
is
saw
there,
that yeah
like,
mm-hmm. oh
yeah, yeah, a little magic show. I love magic. She's a fan of magic.
Oh, fun. I love that. I've heard the Illusionist
I have
is
some
really
friends
great.
Who make fun of me about that, but I love magic.
That's
the
cute.
McKendrick Hotel does a really cool magic show.
Very
anyway
isn't that Sleep No More?
Yeah,
McKittrick.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never done that.
Yeah.
Oh, go.
Have you done it?
Oh my gosh, go. Are you kidding me? It's
oh my
like
God.
You could go 35 times and see a different show.
Because it's always like a Macbeth storyline.
It's Macbeth,
line.
Yeah. And but it's, you can follow any actor like throughout. You can choose to go wherever you want. So depending on, you know what I mean, like who you follow, you'll get a whole different.
I want to do it. Do you have to wear anything
drama.
Fun?
Drama.
Drama. Ah. Oh, get it, drama.
I'm always so gagged.
It's trending.
I'm always,
yes.
When our guests say the title of the podcast,
I'm going to try to fit it in as many times as I can.
I love that.
Okay.
I love
you
that.
Do.
On our first episode, Krista Rodriguez like enters by saying drama. And every time we were listening to it back in the editing process, well, a friend of ours edits. Shout out to Maggie. We love you.
Thanks, Maggie.
Yeah, she's great. And Krista says drama. I get chills every time because it was like, we have arrived.
Drama.
I know.
Could you cut that and take that for the intro?
Yes.
Is that legal? Don't tell Krista.
Okay.
Except for right now. We're telling her right now.
I'm sure she's listening.
With your grandma and mom.
Yes. They have a listening party
so
every
cute.
Week. I know.
Oh my God.
Well, I know that you have an amazing relationship with your grandma in particular.
I do.
Mm-hmm. So let's give her a shout out.
Yeah, Grandma Aretha.
Who came to see your show.
Yeah.
Has she come up. To everything you've done in New York?
No.
Okay.
No. I actually kind of keep my family like a little bit disconnected from the theater stuff. It's so magical to them because they have no clue what is going on. Do you know what I mean? Like they don't.
Interesting.
Yeah. Like theater is in a huge, they appreciate it, but it's not, you know what I mean? Like it's not something they necessarily grew up with the way we're obsessed with it.
Of course.
So to them, everything is magic. So I don't really tell them a lot. I don't make them to come to everything. Cause typically I'm, you know, do a lot of little stuff. And, but she hadn't been up. When's the last time she saw, maybe when I was in Kinky Boots? I'm getting like an image of like a big
wow.
fur coat.
Yes, iconic.
Yeah, iconic.
Oh my God. She's a legend.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart. She's
and because she lives in Florida, right?
Yeah, Florida. Everyone's okay. from Florida. The whole family. I'm from Florida. Tampa Bay. Yeah, it was good. It's a good show. Good solo show.
Oh, it was amazing.
It was unbelievable.
It was, I'm still, have you ever heard of the, like, what do they call it? The vulnerability hangover? Or the,
my therapist Brené Brown. Brené Brown.
Yes. And my therapist was prepping me for that too. And it's like true. I still feel like a little, like I'm on the boat.
You still
drama.
Yes, still drama. On the boat. That might be the title of the episode.
Still on the boat. That might be the
title of the episode.
I'm gagged. You know what I mean? Oh my God.
Like, I still feel like on cloud nine and exhausted and also a little bit like, what do I do now?
Yeah,
well, you did.
I did a solo show.
Every like show stopping, like
oh my god,
raising. I mean that Prince number.
Ugh. Oh my god, yes.
I think that's my brand. That how come you don't call me?
Oh, yes,
that's what the song is. Yeah, I have been. So my friend Mitchell, who you sat with, he's also from Tampa Bay, Florida, and we have known each other since I was in high school, and we've been planning that show. Forever. I mean, planning me to do a solo show forever. Yeah. So, you know, like he literally has when iTunes existed, he had an iTunes, and it rip, RIP.
I kind of miss it.
Isn't it gone already?
It's there.
Okay.
Wait, aren't they removing it?
Yeah, aren't they getting rid of it?
Is it just like Apple Music now or something?
Yeah, I don't think you can like have your own, which is messed up. How do you?
Yeah. I think it's just your library now.
Yeah. Anyway. So he had like hundreds of songs chosen. Like we've been like, you know, and then when it got serious, shout out to Broadway's Emily Skinner.
Okay, Emily Skinner.
Wow. Okay, so backstage during the Cher show, during I Got You, Babe, stage left, I just made a dramatic cross with Broadway's Teal Wicks on a rack of clothes, you know, very important.
Oh my God, yes.
Stage left, stage right, stage left.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wait for Emily. She does some kind of quick change. And when she comes, we would always sing, I Got You, Babe, in harmony. Like legit every show. Unless I was in a mood or she was in a mood. Like you cannot always sound like she's not in the mood to be doing I Got You, Babe.
Yes.
And we would do like a great harmony. And like anyway, one day she leaned over and she was like, when are you going to do your own solo show? Just like out of the blue. And I was like, what? Like in my head, like Emily Skinner. I'm like, are you going to call? And so then when she kind of said that, like it was in the back of my mind, then I was like, okay, I have to do this. I should really, that was like the universe. Like, phew.
I'm obsessed with that.
And she's like a queen of the concert
yeah.
stage.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And she was iconic in that show.
She's amazing. Oh, yeah. She's amazing.
I mean, she was underused.
Oh, well, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone. I mean it's the
Cher. Everyone.
It's the Cher show, though.
It's yeah.
Like, it's got a title. That's all she wrote, you know?
That is.
You know?
Oh, my God. I loved the Cher show.
Wasn't it fun?
It was wonderful.
It really is a lot of fun.
We loved it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. I wanted to go back again and again and again, mostly because, wait, this is like drama. I was like, I love the Cher show. Uh-huh. Love Cher.
Yeah.
The women in the show are amazing, but I always was like, the guys in the ensemble were so hot. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh,
I
my
mean,
God.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying that for on my behalf. I'm
you
saying
all
that on
were
them as someone
jacked and in these,
day.
Like, flowing out. I mean, I just remember your outfits on the Tonys, like
yes.
the open shirt.
So,
like,
so lucky to get to do Bob Mack. I mean, like, come on.
Oh, my
like,
God.
But honestly, not by choice. No one was hot by choice in that show. Everyone would like to, if they tell you that, they're lying. That was by, like, the costumes being so tight on your... I went to my first fitting and with Bob and his assistant, which of course, like, you know, you're like the night before, like, well, and you know how, okay, you know how it happens too. It's like you go to an audition and then it's like, okay, bam, you know, you booked it. Great. You know, rehearsals don't start for another 4 months, but you have a fitting next week. And you're like, well, I just had Taco Bell last night and you're talking about a fitting. So of course you're walking and you're like, oh God, like, I look a mess, Bob Mackie. And I think I said something like, you know, like, oh, Bob, like, you know, everyone's all, you know, trying to get in shape and, you know, everyone's going to, you know, skip it. You know, we're going to have to skip them. We're not going to be able to eat dinner on like a 2-show day. Like, you know, these are so tight. And he like looked at me. He's like, you'll be better for it.
I was
like,
oh,
boop.
Oh, pretty hurts.
Oh, pretty hurts.
Oh, wow. Man.
I mean, come on. That's his domain is fashion. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The body. And
it is.
He's not designing off post-dinner bodies.
Like, no.
He's giving you those designs. You know what I mean?
Like, I want Taco Bell now.
I know. I thought about it when the way that was
rough. How many Supreme. Different costumes did you wear in the Cher show?
I probably wore, I mean, what, like... 12 to you know, 15 or 20, but the women, you know, the women times 20,000 and then Stephanie times 80,000, all the clubs. I mean, you saw the show. We never had a legit exit where we just walked off stage. Mm-hmm. We're always,
that's right.
We're always running.
It was, I mean, some shows, like, I think in Come From Away, I don't think anybody changes their costume. You know what I mean? It's one of those things where, like, the demands are just different for every show.
Yeah.
But,
no, I mean, the Cher show, parentheses, Bob Mackie show.
Yes.
You know.
My favorite scene that I think about all the time is the Dark Lady number.
So good.
That was, like,
oh my God, yes.
Breathtaking.
So good.
And you were featured heavily in that one.
Yeah, you know, I'm in the back. I'm rolling around in the back. I feel like all the shows, I say this, it's not true, but every time I get a show, I'm like, how did I get the show? What am I doing in the show? And that was one of them. I was up for one of the stage manager role.
Oh, okay, yeah.
In the show, when they initially had the script, was its own, like, own part. Like, its own, like, principal, like, stage manager, comedic, stressed out, like,
okay,
you know, comic relief.
Interesting.
And I was in for that part and kind of was on this track to pretty much go down that path. And then kind of out of the blue, the script changed. And then the night before final callbacks, they were like, hey, so the lead, the stage manager, needs to be a white guy because he also needs to double as one of Cher's lovers.
Michael Campana,
the brilliant. Yes. And beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yes. You know, I don't know if you can see it through the mics podcast, but I'm not white fully. I am half white, but the skin tone is not exactly there. So she couldn't book that double.
Biracial and proud, though.
Biracial and proud. Oh, mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm sad that they switched that.
No, it was all for the better. But the point is, I got like, somehow I ended up in that dancing ensemble. Like, I wouldn't consider myself a dancer. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
People who study dance, you know, like, I always say I won't embarrass myself. That's what I tell people.
Aww.
Can you dance? I won't embarrass myself.
Oh, but you have danced in many a show.
Yeah, but I mean, Dark Lady, like,
yeah,
I saw it.
Oh, yeah.
There's no way I could.
Who was it? Charlie Williams, who was like the primary dancer?
Yeah, like
in that?
Charlie okay. Williams and Torian Everett and Ashley Fitzgerald, who was the Dark Lady.
Right. You know? Oh my God.
Yeah. Like, if you go back, if there's a bootleg floating, just track my track in that. Okay. You'll see me do a little touch, a little toss, a little walk around the behind.
Yes.
A little pivot step, walk back around, a little toss.
Wait, we need to find this and post it on the Instagram because I do think there is a video.
I'm sure there
is. I think someone posted it on Instagram and then they were like, posted with permission from.
Right. Oh, yeah right. Oh, no, you're right. Actually,
did you see
right.
that yeah, one? Yeah, I forget who it was that shared that, but.
Because we were all proud of Dark Lady. That was a good.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It was also like the core of like what a jukebox could be. You know, it helped tell the story in a very creative way. It was like classic dance. It was, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was Cher in that number? At all?
No. I mean, she was like played, you know, one of the dancers.
Yeah.
Cher.
They give her a break for a sec.
Yeah.
Yeah. I loved Cher.
It wasn't even a break. She's literally doing costume change.
Oh my God. That would probably be so exhausting.
Yeah. Stephanie never stopped running.
I always said, I remember when the Tony nominations came out and everything and everyone has their hot takes on everything. I remember thinking, why is there not an ensemble or full cast type of recognition? Because I truly feel like you guys slayed the entire
ensemble.
Company.
And the Equity, I mean, Equity Union does that and some other like ensemble, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Cheetah Rivera.
The Cheetah Rivera. That's right.
Yeah. I mean, listen, you know how that would go. Then it would be like the Emmys, how everybody has an Emmy.
Uh-huh.
That's not that I don't want one. But you know what I mean? Some of those categories where then somehow everyone gets an Emmy.
Yes.
That's what I think would happen if they did the whole, you know, the people like, we need an ensemble, Tony. Listen, I am pro ensemble. I'm pro company. I'm pro everyone who sets foot in the building. But could you imagine?
Not everybody needs a
participation. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
Some like, I can just see the documentary like 40 years from now, someone like with like their 15 Tony ensemble.
Oh, right. That's really real.
Right. But still paying their mortgage.
Yeah, exactly.
I had 17. I had to sell 2.
Well, there was that Daisy Egan tweet. Do you know Daisy Egan?
Oh, yeah,
she was the young winner for Secret Garden. She tweeted something about how she has a Tony, but she also like has to sell her breast milk or something
she
like that.
Did. Oh my god!
Oh my god! It was like fully cracked, so but
oh,
fun.
No, no, she's fun.
Fun.
No, yeah, she's hilarious.
I love. But I need to look at the tweaks. It was. It's yeah. bizarre. You know, but before we get completely humbling. Ahead of ourselves and attacked by the furnace in the
oh,
corner,
yeah. it's truly
like
alive.
Quiet. Wait, the one in my apartment. Sounds like something's dying inside of it.
Oh, I don't no. even think our heat is working in our yeah. apartment yet. See? So
winning.
You know. Yeah. We got to ask you a very pivotal question. Are you well?
I'm not well.
No.
So not well.
Oh, no.
So not well.
No.
Same blame.
I've never been well.
Wait, what's going on?
I've never been well. No, I'm well. No, I'm well.
He says with a huge smile on his
I
face.
I know.
I say that. No, I say that to, I say that all the time, but I say it to friends like, kind of in convo like this, like when we're acting silly and stupid, mm-hmm. I'm like, you're not well.
No, yeah. Oh, we do the same thing. Yeah. Blaine, you must be in our friend group. So, well. Yeah. that's how we communicate. Or like if there's been silence in like one of our group texts for a while, out of the blue, we'll just go, you good?
You good? Yeah, you're not well. You're
and people
well.
Be like, no, ma'am. Like, it's just like one of those things. Yeah, but things have been good for you lately.
Things are good. Yeah. Yeah. Birthday's coming up. And Sagittarius. Wow. I'm one of those weird people who like winter and I like the snow. And I have coming from Florida because it never snowed.
Mm-hmm.
And B, my birthday. Day. And then C, I have this weird theory that like because it's so cold, everyone wants to be warmer. So I feel like people... we get closer a little bit, people a little bit nicer, because we kind of need to be around each other for all that energy.
That's
I don't know
so
if that's
cozy.
Real. I don't know if I could test that. I mean, I could test that.
Yes.
Well, it is. Have you had significant others more often in the winter?
More often in the winter. In the that's winter. What I'm saying. That's the test.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. You're right.
Do a poll in February.
Cuffing season?
We'll come back.
Yeah. When does cuffing season start and when does it end?
Does it ever end?
Oh. When does award season start and when
does it ever?
It's like a year-round type
yeah,
thing.
Please.
It is truly year-round. Well, I'm glad that you're well.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh I know, God, things are so good.
Fun. Yeah, things are great.
I feel like good energy in the air right now, just in general.
Yeah. 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 I feel, yeah, everyone's, it seems like everyone's trying to be better or
absolutely.
Have better days. Or, do you know what I mean? We're
yeah.
in that period, whatever that is of like, you know.
Plus, the holidays are coming.
Yeah.
Which is fun.
I love yeah. that.
Will you go home to Florida?
No.
Okay.
No, I'll be here. But my aunt, Auntie Kim, is coming.
We love.
Which the yeah, we love Auntie Kim. If anyone who knows me knows, we all, you know Auntie Kim, or you will get to know Auntie Kim, or you have heard of the legend.
Wow.
Auntie Kim. So she's coming up.
She's coming on the podcast.
She's coming on the podcast. Oh, God. You would need so many parental advisory.
Oh, my
like,
God.
You might have to switch stations. Oh, also have to be something like you could buy only through
like a paywall.
Link, yeah, like a separate link.
Like an OnlyFans.
Oh, my wait. Gosh. Only theater fan. Yeah, only
that's
Auntie
right.
Kim. Only
no.
Auntie Kim fan.
Oh my God, I'm dying.
She's hilarious. She's a Sagittarius too, which sometimes, oh. yeah, anyway, it blows my mind. She's a Sag. But anyway, so she's coming to cook. We're going to throw down Thanksgiving. And December, I'm just here. Yeah, I'm not really, I don't think I'll be home. Who knows?
Who knows? Wait, yeah. Okay, I have to go back to something really quick because it's on my mind. I've been wanting to talk to you about this. We mentioned in the beginning, in your solo show, mm-hmm. From the Soul.
From the Soul.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You performed I'll Never Love Again.
Oh, yeah.
From A Star Is Born.
Mm-hmm.
You could have heard a pin drop in that room, and you were serving, delivering.
Such
I will never
drama.
Hear that song the same way again.
Such drama.
You had like... single tear.
I know. I was going through it.
It was unbelievable. It's like if it was filmed, this is in your like Emmy reel, your awards reel of like iconic Blaine moments. Like seriously, we were like,
it was gorgeous.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone, it was, we were frozen in time.
Thank you.
That was unbelievable.
Thank you. That whole little sequence. So the second half of my show was actually my favorite half, which I hate saying, but it's my favorite half because I said it that night too. It's like pretty much ballads, which that's ballad queen.
We're ballad
hello,
queens.
Hello.
Oh, I'm such a ballad queen.
I don't have time for an up-tempo. I don't have time for that joy.
I know the crowd wants it.
We
though.
Don't want the joy. We want drama.
Yes. Come on, drama.
So we were gonna do The Man That Got Away, and we were gonna. I don't think we even clocked that we had chosen to. We had wanted to do kind of a Gaga song and like a what's her name, Judy?
Yeah,
have you seen the movie?
Oh yeah,
so good. Anyway,
she was
ending.
She was wonderful.
No go. But anyway,
I know. Hear you.
What was that?
I know. Yeah,
what was that ending?
Yeah,
the last 30 seconds. I was like, really?
I know. I think she gave a great acting performance.
She slayed it. Yeah,
she slayed it. I don't know if it felt like Judy Garland to me.
I liked it,
but I still liked it. That's the thing. Like, I was like, I'm watching this, not thinking she's doing a total. Like, she's not hamming it up as Judy.
Right, which would have been bad.
I think right? You're right. Yeah.
It would have been bad. My favorite scene in that movie was when she was at the Christmas dinner with the two gays. Ugh. And the one just started sobbing while she was singing.
Oh, my God. The one who on the piano. Uh-huh. He's like a writer. He wrote some, like, magic. There's another magic show on Broadway, and he wrote it.
You're a stan.
Is it currently on Broadway?
I like magic.
Is it the Darren Brown secret?
Is it? I think so.
Is it? Okay.
Google it. I'm telling you. We'll find out.
I want to look into that whole sequence in general where this idea that Judy just didn't have anyone to spend Christmas with.
I did hear that's true. I heard it wasn't a gay couple, but I definitely heard that it was like she hung out with some strangers.
That was incredible. That, 'cause it totally gave a nod to her.
Because that was the only part, really.
Yeah.
The gay, yeah, which was sweet, yeah.
It was sweet. Yeah. She was great. She was great. Don't get me wrong.
I get you.
You know what I mean?
I get you.
She'll get the Oscar.
She's going to get it.
Yeah, maybe.
I want her to.
You think?
I was thinking that'll be her second Oscar. She won for supporting actress for Cold Mountain.
I didn't see Cold Mountain.
I didn't either.
That was before we were super into like.
Yeah, no, we can't.
I know.
Now we care because it's Judy Nomjic.
Yeah.
So I sang that. Yeah.
Oh right.
I know we could do this for an hour. On the train. We didn't even clock that it was like a Star Is Born sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? But but I wanted to be, you know, vulnerable and open and raw and all those things that I think all actors want to be, especially in a, I hate the word cabaret, but in a cabaret setting, concert setting. And I had recently gone through some things that would make singing such songs very easily accessible. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I know, and I've been working for a long time, actually, like in therapy and privately, just to kind of be at a place where I could do a little Beyonce single tear. That was fierce. I didn't plan the single tear. I swear it happened. That was great.
It did. Like, it was unbelievable.
The stars aligned.
They did.
Really, it was awesome. I haven't worked that hard for something in a minute. So I was happy with how
it was amazing. It was truly
Thanks
beautiful.
Thanks for sharing your heart because like the audience felt it.
Yeah.
It was like we all were holding our breath.
Thank you.
It was. I feel like I don't know you till now.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh my God, I understand what's going on.
Good.
Yes.
Well, because I did also, that was a thing too. I didn't want to like tell a bunch of story. I didn't want to do that kind of threading, which I love. But for me, that's kind of not my vibe and jam. And I really hoped, I was like, I think if I've done everything I wanted to do up to this point, they'll connect with everything. Like every, you know what I mean? Like they'll get where this is coming from.
Absolutely.
And what this is about and who I am. And
we did.
You know, yes.
We sure did. That was great.
It was really amazing.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
There are so many things that I want to talk about, but there, well, one thing that's on is Pose.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Because we're obsessed.
Live work.
And this is your second, I don't know, maybe you can reveal more, Billy Porter connection.
Yeah.
Because you also were in Kinky Boots, which I, one of my favorite musicals. I keep telling you all my favorites, but.
yeah, Dylan has all these favorites. He keeps telling Blaine.
But so you embodied this role in Kinky Boots as Lola on Broadway. And then you are in this series with him because he kicks you out of the ball in that one scene.
Oh, wait,
this is spoilers for Pose season two.
Oh yeah, season two. If you're not watching, it's on Netflix though. I think now.
I hope so.
I think season two is.
If you're not watching, pause here and then just kind of click through until
pause. skip to season two. No, I'm kidding.
But how exciting!
Can you just tell us about like how that came into your life?
out of one of those like out of nowhere, didn't think I was gonna get it. It's my first TV thing. I've never done television. I've been on maybe like 5 or so TV auditions. Literally had been saying before that, like, oh, I want to take more TV class, and that's going to be my next like focus. Like, you know, so I had this appointment, was like, well, I'm definitely not going to get this. And back to this, it said like, you know, must be a dancer, you know, like seeking. And I was like, oh, well, that, you know, this is and Poe. And I know what that dancing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, bam, shablam, work, like, all of that. Right. I was like, there's no way in hell. I'm looking, like, no way. So I literally was like, I'm going to go in, have fun, you know, be bold, just make choices. It'll be a good experience. And then it was like, I mean, it was so fast from the audition to having Taco Bell the night before. Costume fitting. You know,
wow.
Like, you know,
yeah,
but it was amazing. It really was amazing. It was, Billy was so sweet.
Yes.
We did my first four shows in Kinky Boots, was his last four.
Oh, okay.
When he came back the second time.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, we saw him in that.
Yeah. So we, you know, obviously met during that, and I'm obsessed with him. Hybrid of Billy Porter, this is a weird hybrid, a hybrid of Billy Porter and Brian Stokes Mitchell to me is like,
is you.
It's, yeah, I, in a weird way, somewhere in there.
Even you. Even physically.
There's some, yeah, there's some like, you know. So the two of them. So just that show was, mm-hmm. I mean, it was everything. I lucked out. Like the first day, I didn't have to film any lines. I was just kind of doing background stuff. So I got to like watch everybody and, you know, watch.
What scene was it? Like, or what sequence
it was?
It was
one of the ball. It was just one of the ball scenes, like kind of, it was when they're doing the Romeo and Juliet.
Okay. Oh, I remember
that. Like, and they're doing that little acting thing.
Yes.
And it's so funny. Which they, the amount of improv is
really
outstanding. Oh, yeah. It's
amazing.
Oh, my
God.
I mean, it's controlled to a degree, but they are so in the characters and free, and they like it that way. It keeps it really authentic. So the ad libs, oh, my gosh.
That's so fun to hear.
Yeah.
Who
just this one? I
was,
don't know if it was.
What was like your experience with the cast? Like, were they very like? Was it kind of like a Broadway cast? Were they welcome you?
No, they were sweet. I mean, they were. You know, they've been. You know, it's like I don't know how many hours a day they work.
Oh, and, yeah,
yeah, true. How long did that ball scene film for?
I mean, it goes on and on and you know, the amount of people that come and out and, you know, little characters here and there. And so everyone was very sweet and warm. It was not, you know, it's not like brought, you know, it's not you know how we are. Day one, sure. Day 12, a new person comes in.
You're like, I love you.
I love you. Mm-hmm. You know, we're besties already.
Because you had scenes with Ricky and Damon.
Yeah, Ricky
primarily.
And Damon. And I know MJ and knew MJ before.
Oh, my God. My queen.
Love. I know, right?
Oh, my God.
I want her on drama.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Get her on drama.
We got to get her.
Mm-hmm.
We
come out. MJ. Please. Oh, my God. You can get MJ. Get MJ.
Okay.
It was great. Everyone was super sweet. And so you know, you do like a blocking rehearsal. And then you film, right? You do kind of one blocking, run it once or twice, and everyone watches, like, all of hair and makeup, all of wardrobe, because everyone kind of needs to know what's happening in the scene.
Sure.
You know, what might be going on, if, you know, director's like, hey, we need this, we need that, you know. So everyone's, like, watching you. And, you know, I come in playing this, like, you know, small character, but a pivotal for the drama. Mm-hmm. One pause. You know, that's been going on.
Yes.
Hello. Like, ruining a good thing that people were like, you know, I would go on Twitter before I filmed because I knew, I was like, oh my God, people are going to hate
me. Well, you even had that line. You were like, what do you think he's doing when he doesn't
what
answer
do you think
his phone?
He's doing the answer his phone. Mm-hmm. Playing. Oh, wait. What do I say?
I don't know.
God. Playing cards.
Yeah. Oh, that's so funny. It's so 90s.
Guys, the lines they cut, it was dirty. There's a whole scene that got cut.
I was going to ask you that. So I feel like there was more that we could have probably seen of Chris.
Yeah. There's a lot. There's a lot.
Who directed your episodes?
My episode was directed by, I'm going to get embarrassed. I want to say, her name started with, it wasn't Bridget, but it started with a B.
It wasn't Janet Mock.
It wasn't Janet Mock, but Janet did write the episode.
Oh, great.
And Gwyneth, not Gwyneth Paltrow, but
not
Gwyneth. Yeah, Gwyneth, if you're listening to this, she's not. But if you ever do.
Gwyneth Paltrow is.
Gwyneth Paltrow is, yes. Though. But I don't think Gwyneth, our director, was. Okay, she's not. I don't think this is her jam. But super sweet, super, super sweet. And, you know, obviously, you know, like, that was green, you know. Janet Mock was super sweet, met her, and she talked about watching my audition tape. And it was nice. It really was nice.
How
it really
cool.
was a great, humbling. It was humbling for me because I'm like, you're looking at me now. I'm a lot. Like, so also on TV, I'm like,
we love.
How is this going to translate? Yeah.
And when did you film?
When did we film? When was that?
Because it aired over the summer.
Yeah.
So, and it looked cold.
No, but not. No. It was in the summer. It was not too far. Like, I think a couple of, when I had filmed that episode, it had just started like showing.
Oh, do you know what I mean? Quick turnaround.
Yeah, maybe like 2 or 3 weeks. It wasn't long.
Okay. Yeah. Ryan Murphy shows are like that, I've heard. Yeah. Really quick.
Yeah.
You were in a Ryan Murphy show.
I know.
How wild is that?
Did you ever watch Glee or like anything like that?
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Oh my God, we love
Glee. Surreal. Yeah, we were Glee
when Blaine was a character.
Bitter.
Yes, Blaine. Hell, and you're like, there's another Blaine out there. You were mad.
Someone just added me on an Instagram, or is it Twitter? Because I'm on Twitter, but I don't really use Twitter. Okay. I stalk people.
Right.
And like
that's what it's for.
Yeah, every blue moon. Check out Audra's tweets. This is really what's.
She's so good.
I got on this group that's like 30 Blaines.
What?
It's like a random group of like, and some person was like, this is the greatest thread ever, and we, you know, welcome to the Blaine thread, and people like posting their like business card.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's so
that's
wild.
Fun.
I mean,
it's kind of like that like number neighbor thing where everyone was like trying to connect with random people.
I'm like, how do you just Google? Someone just was like, you know,
adding Blaines, an abundance of Blaines,
and we got chosen by headshots only. I mean, obviously they know who we are.
An abundance of Blaines. An abundance of Blaines.
Blaines. Ooh,
isn't that a John Green novel? Of Blaines. It could be the title of the episode. Mm. It could be.
And it's a Blaines, a memoir by Blaine.
I love that.
So going back to Kinky Boots, though.
Mm-hmm.
So this was not your Broadway debut. You made your debut
Great
with
Comet.
Great Comet.
Yeah, yeah.
I love Great Comet.
A revival.
Oh my God.
Already.
It's not too soon.
No. It'll never be too soon.
Never should have closed.
Still be running. Yeah. It's just
when you look back on that experience, what is like the things that stand out?
Everything. Joy, artistry, family, talent, the fans. Oh my gosh.
Oh, the fans.
Rachel Chafkin,
Queen,
Danae.
Oh my God, I love all the
Lucas. I was a swing, so that was my. There's another moment again where I was like, "What am I doing? How did I get this job?" So I covered 10 men, and the way that show was, because the way Sam Pinkleton did the choreography was very like non-gender specific, and it didn't matter. You know, pretty much it didn't matter if you were female or male. Some moments it did.
Interesting.
So
I did not
like
that.
We would do all this partnering and stuff. We know it was basically like A B. So I went on for the men, 10 men, but every so often I'd go on for women. So I kind of had to know 20 tracks. So 10 men, 10 women, and then I covered Anatole, Lucas, and Andre, Nick Belton.
And you went on for Anatole a couple times. I remember seeing you in the costume on your Instagram.
The thrill. That part is so juicy.
That is a juicy role.
I mean, this is being bold, but you can pretty much get away with anything, and everyone is in the palm of your hand.
100%.
The way the story is.
He's kind of like one of those people, like the anti-hero in some ways.
Yeah, you love to hate.
Because he felt like the full male lead to me.
Totally, yeah, totally.
But yes, you love to hate.
It's true. He really does drive a lot of the action.
Yeah. Just, I think the politics of how they do, like, you know.
The titular role.
But yeah, you could do anything.
And so you obviously worked with Josh Groban as well. Like what?
I know. It just like
that's crazy.
Sweetest guy, nicest, sweetest, most talented, humble, really cared about the show, really cared about, you know, the cast and the building, and it was everything. The show was everything.
Oh
was
yeah, we absolutely
oh my
loved
God,
it.
We loved it. Yeah. We saw it. Did we talk about this on the podcast before?
We also interviewed Heath.
Oh, amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but he's going to be airing a little bit later.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
We sat on the stage when we saw it, and I wish that I had seen it another
time. Okay, cool.
Yeah, it was awesome. And I like to go into a show cold, having not, like, listened to any of the music or anything.
Did you get a pierogi?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, duh.
Oh, my God. It was so fun. Actually, the kid who plays young Sheldon was sitting behind us.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. Dude, he's Ziggy on Big Little Lies.
Yeah.
He was so cute. And I remember looking over, and he was mouthing.
Yeah, he knows everything.
The words
he knows.
To
well,
every
he, what's
line.
His name? He used to do those interviews.
Ian
on the
loves
street.
Theater.
Yeah,
that's Broadway or something.
Yeah. Okay.
I
oh my God.
This, and yeah.
Yeah, that was so crazy. But I wish that we had seen it again from.
I know.
From the in
we
the
saw
house.
One of Oak's first performances.
Oh yes,
so it was like July, and so it was
Ingrid
it was
Michaelson.
Very exciting. Ingrid.
Oh, and you
was
saw
in
Ingrid.
The show.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Who we her voice.
So good
her tone. Just
she came in like off. She was amazing in rehearsal because you know I was a swing. I was at all the rehearsals. Just knew everything. She was like game. from day one, 100%.
And she was just there for the summer, right? Mm-hmm. It was like, okay, yeah. Because then it was, you know, it closed too soon, and that was just a mess.
That
just
was drama.
Like a comment, you know?
Just like a comment.
That was drama.
Huge drama.
And, you know, I think in some ways, just like the legacy of a show can be that it didn't live as long as it should have. And it was just so beautiful. I remember Connor and I, and then my boyfriend Hunter was there. Mm-hmm. And at the end, like, the comet comes down to the stage, and we just looked at each other, we're like, wow.
Yeah, we were literally like,
and I was like, I don't really know exactly what's happening. But, and then my boyfriend goes, but I love
first,
it.
When I saw it, I was like, what? But this is amazing.
And then
but
in listening since, I'm like, oh my God.
That's what I loved about Great Comet is it was one of the first pieces of theater that I saw at such a deeper conscious artistic level, and I was like, oh, like, this is kind of like a painting, like you can come back and back and get more and more, and you know what I mean,
there's
so much more detail. And that's true of every Broadway show too, you know, it goes by, and the detail and work that people put into shows is everything, but Comet especially, and because it was like 360, Rachel didn't like when we said immersive, because it wasn't really immersive, but kind of like, you know, 360.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, because we weren't really like...
Because immersive is where you're like, it's
interacting.
Sleep, is that sleep no more?
Yeah. Like you're like interacting with... And we... No, it was more in 360. Anyway.
What happened to any of the backstage space of the Imperial?
Like during the show?
Yeah, because like, I feel like the way they...
Oh, there was none. Like,
There was none throughout the whole thing.
It was like hallway. It was a hallway.
That's what it's in the U.S. would come out of the curtains on the sides.
Hallways. It was little hallways. It was tight. The whole space, the whole theater was...
Was that a ton of Broadway debuts?
Tons, because that crowd, very like, I would say, and this is super blankety and very like, you know, but very downtown theater.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
A lot of like composers and writers and so not necessarily going the commercial track. You know what I mean?
That
a lot of us, you know, play that game.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of Broadway debuts.
I mean, there was like
the talent.
Like a Lauren Zacharin who had been on Broadway, but like
Lauren been on Broadway,
but like Pearl and like
Dylan's just rattling off the whole
name.
Well, it was
Pearl
just such a great group.
I think Alex Gibson.
Oh yeah, I love Alex. Oh, I love him.
He's so fun.
Commercial people who are deserve to be, but you know what I mean, that aren't necessarily pounding that door. That's why it was so.
Yeah, it was an experience that you either saw it or you didn't. And that's just like, it's one of those things.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel so lucky that we got to see it.
I keep, when it closed, I kept manifesting that I would go to London. Somehow it'd be shipped off to London in a crate.
I'm surprised it didn't.
It might. You know, things
like that. I know
it
went to like Asia in some capacity.
I think it would be killer. And they eat that kind of stuff up.
Oh, yes.
Everywhere.
They do.
Yeah. I don't know. It just was just the, you know, Broadway is so all over the place.
You know?
Iconic.
No comment.
Okay, wait. I have to ask you another question. Mm-hmm. Okay, so on this podcast, we have this little segment, which we call our Ring of Keys
Ring
moment.
Of Keys.
Yes. So in the musical Fun Home, there's a scene and song called Ring of Keys in which small Allison has a moment of supreme reflection of her identity in another person. And in this case, when
is that
it comes...
on the Tonys?
Yes.
Sydney Lucas.
Remember that? They had that shot where it zooms around
360.
I saw all over Twitter. I remember everyone was like, acting. Like,
oh,
she is
God,
acting.
Oh, God.
Oh, good Lord. But wait, was she Tony nominated?
She was.
Wow, that's
People
crazy.
Thought she was going to be
they
the next Daisy Egan.
Everyone in the
Daisy
cast.
Egan's weirdly, like, canon in this episode.
Yes, Daisy. Okay, but anyway, so when it comes to all things arts, culture, and entertainment, do you feel like you personally had a Ring of Keys moment where you saw, you know, you identified with the arts or with loving pop culture or anything like that?
Yeah. I don't know why, but I have been like from day one, like I really cannot remember a time when I wasn't singing or my family has an image of me early on being like, back when you can plug headphones into the television, like,
oh my God,
bed, like back, way back, we're like,
click, oh yeah,
and plug it in. And they had this image of me, like, headphones on, like, you know, this close to the TV screen, watching like Stevie Wonder, like, I'm not even able to speak, like, just like glued. And then, like, my aunt said that when she would take me away, I would like freak out, and then she put me back, and I, you know, so I. since I've been going to art schools, like, I've been singing from day one, so, like, theater didn't come into play until middle school as like a fun, like, oh, you know, duh, do a musical. Duh.
Yeah.
And you're singing. And then it was like, oh, this is fun. Like, you know, we did Once on This Island. So I got in my first introduction to musical theater, had a bit more, had tastes that I identified with. So I think I've lucked out with that too. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
So I was like, oh, this is cool. Like,
contemporary,
like, soulful.
Who did you play?
I was Daniel. And let me tell you, Bozom? When you're playing Daniel Bozom in the junior version Once on This Island, you ain't doing shit.
Oh.
I can imagine. You are lying in a cot with your feet dangled off, pretending to be sick for this one act.
Pretending to be sick.
To do Some Girls, no reprise.
No Some Girls?
Cut.
Daniel is
really?
You're just
unwell.
For your looks.
In
you
the
get cast
version.
For your looks in the junior version.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sixth grade look.
From an early age, you were just typecast.
Just typecast.
Yes.
So I was kind of thinking about, like, if there was a pivotal or if there was a moment that was like, you know, no, I can do that. I've always wanted to and have kind of known that, like, I would. I mean, there was like a period, there's to the point where there was even a little bit of a period as I got older where I kind of was like, wait, do I like to do this or am I not doing it? Because I've been doing it for so long.
Sure.
And because, like, you know, everyone's like, you're great. You know, because I listen to myself. I'm like, whoa, what is that noise?
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, if anything, there's just, you know, there's been a lot of good validations that have happened along the way. That's like, okay, you're right where you're supposed to be.
And they come at the right time.
And they always come at the right time. Mm-hmm. They always come at the right time.
Well, that's beautiful. I love that. It's like, I've heard that saying, if you can't see yourself doing anything, or if you can see yourself doing anything
else,
do it. And it seems like you've always had that instilled within
you. There's something like inner, and I'm a little bit like renaissance-y in the sense that, like I said, I love to do singing, and I'm trying to explore actually, like, just my voice identity a little bit, separate from theater, and then, like, there's some days I like watch game shows. I'm like, can I be a game show host?
Yes.
You could. I think I can nail this.
RuPaul Charles who?
Come on, right?
Yes.
Kelly Clarkson has her own
she
talk
does.
Show.
And she's doing it all.
She is doing it all.
You know?
Karaoke.
Yeah.
Karaoke.
That's what they call it.
No, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because she sings. Do karaoke. Oh, they call
yes,
it karaoke.
Yes, they call it karaoke.
Oh,
you can do it all.
Yeah. So I want to... But yeah, I like. I'm dead.
Pause.
I'm so dead. Reverse. Yeah, it's honestly, it's like, do you know what I mean? Like,
I get
it. I'll be doing some kind of art, entertaining and challenging people, and like my first show was such a big deal for me because I. You know, it's like, what are you doing this for? What for?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what for? And I wanted to very early on with that show be like, well, this is for people. You know, this is so that they can go on a journey and they can, you know. And I really like doing that. So,
yeah,
you know.
That's and also you're doing it for Emily Skinner.
And thank you. This is all for Emily. So the day I die.
I feel like that is maybe one of the most vulnerable things you can do is truly put yourself out there. You know, as a performer, you're playing roles.
Yeah.
And then here you are and it's you.
Yeah. And I even, my therapist even, and it works for some people where she even suggested, you know, well, maybe you could create like a character, like a Sasha Fierce. Do you know what I mean? Like create this other persona. For me, that doesn't work.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't really.
Was Sasha Fierce real?
Is there debate? Is
I don't know.
If she is real as a baby thought.
I feel like we haven't heard about
is that
her.
What you're saying?
I haven't seen that.
I'm so shady. I love Beyonce.
Right.
I love Beyonce.
You're right.
What became of her and where was she in that Netflix documentary?
I guess she, my favorite, that favorite, when she wakes up and she's like this close from the screen, she's like, sometimes I wake up. Ask God why he made me like this. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm falling into a grave.
Yes. I think to my myself. She's like so close.
I'm literally dying.
Wait, that Netflix. God make me like this. And you know, we're all like, same, bae, same, yes. Girl.
No,
same, girl.
I heard that God make me like this. I heard that she wrote, she had like a writing credit on that documentary.
I believe
for
that.
For those like muffled voiceover.
Like, monologue stuff? Really?
The monologue stuff, yeah. And so hypothetically, I think she could have won an Emmy.
Smart. See,
yeah.
That's probably why they did it too. Smart.
I think so. Wait, smart. I'm literally dying because Dylan talks about his favorite moment.
My favorite moment, which is also like, it's so sad, heartbreaking, though. Is when she is thrilled out of her mind that she fits into her costume again after.
Oh,
and she's like, Jay, look at me in this costume. And he's like, that's great. He does not give a shit.
He leaves her on red.
She's
fully.
Just like, she's been working so hard. And he is just like,
it's like, great.
Great.
Oh my God, that is such a sad moment.
Such is life. Humbling.
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 Yeah. Are you a Beyonce stan?
Oh, yeah. We all. Who doesn't love
Yeah.
Beyonce?
Oh my God.
But I'm a hater. I was a hater. I wasn't a hater at first, but. I'm like, I'm very basic. Like, if you oversaturate me, I will then be tired of it. Like, it's like,
yeah.
And I remember when she first came out, it was like every radio station, you know, when you can't, you know, you can't get away.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And that's how I felt in the beginning. And my stepmom had tickets to, I think it was the Beyonce Experience.
Oh.
That tour. And she's like, do you want to come? And me, like, how dare I be like, I was like, sure. Like,
uh-huh, yeah.
I have nothing else to do. I'll go see. Have you ever seen her in a concert?
We saw did. The Formation
yeah,
World
we saw
Tour.
Formation.
Unreal. We saw it with, it was like they were filming it for HBO, but the documentary never happened. And it was like Serena Williams was there doing. Yes.
What?
It was like their final dates and they did it over at.
Met?
Wherever it was.
That was actually an insane night.
Yeah.
It took like 3.5 hours to get home. But
she's
anyway.
She's incredible.
She is incredible.
I was like, this is. Michael Jackson, like, this is probably what it was like to see.
Yes.
You're like, you're witnessing a legend.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, wait. So I interrupted you earlier. You were talking about the possibility of developing a Sasha Fierce.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I know. I'm sorry. We get so off track sometimes.
I love that story of my life. No, but that doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
Sasha Fierce. Yeah. Just, you know.
You're so vulnerable.
Yeah.
How has your experience in therapy been in helping you with performance?
Unreal.
Really?
Life-changing. It's been life-changing. So as humans, like, just the whole concept of therapy, of, like, going and, you know, you're bettering yourself. You're, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Just like you go to the gym, just like you know what I mean? Like, you're cleansing, you're checking in on your thoughts, you're checking in on your emotions, you're checking in on, you know what I mean? Like, the subconscious level of your life. And that's hard work to do, and not a lot of people want like to do it. And mm-hmm. because it's hard to look at yourself and be real with yourself and honest with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's already like crazy, right? And then to then be like an actor or some kind of performer on top of that, who's like, it's like your job is to use yourself. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So other people, it's like so much meta. It's too much sometimes. I'm like, this is like you know what I mean? But it's
sure.
been helpful that way, because it's like, oh, like, this is what I do. Like, I'm supposed to be playing all these complex characters and human beings. And so now going to therapy and like finding out what's this complex character and human being, you know what I mean? And,
wow.
And wants and needs. And it's been life. For me, it's been life changing, because therapy is not like, you know.
When did that come into your life?
Like a year ago. Yeah.
Okay.
Like a year ago. Like after
Saturn returning.
Kind of Saturn What was that period that had gone by? Mercury? There was something like this time last year that was rough for everybody.
Yeah. I remember.
Do you
a year
remember?
Ago now. Yes.
Yeah, it was like crazy. And I kind of started going after we did Share in Chicago.
Okay.
For like, you know, there's always 1,000 reasons why.
Sure,
you know,
sure, sure. Yeah.
For one reason. But it's been like, everyone should go.
Everyone should go.
Everyone should go. Everyone, it's like super taboo. And
yeah.
And it's not, it's like, I don't even, sometimes I hate even saying therapy. It sounds so dramatic and so, and it is. Well, yeah. Yeah, but you know.
I know, it's crazy. I saw a therapist and I would be like, I don't know what I'm going to talk about today.
And every then, time. Oh, and then there. This well is, baby, runneth over.
It's because it's amazing because this person, it has no part in your life other than this room you sit in, you know, however often you go.
Yeah.
And it, we should be always open with everyone in our lives as much as we can.
Oh, totally.
But it's really, but having this person not involved at all.
No stakes. They have like, it's kind of like you. And then again, like you're just like with yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, oh crap. Like there's no one to lie or perform for, or like it just is, you know, it's good. It's so good. And everyone needs to do it. Everybody. Go to the gym. Go to therapy.
Wow.
You know?
Yes. I love that. We as a nation, as a world.
This nation especially.
This nation.
Crazy ass.
Lord knows we need
it. Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, we are sort of, have to wind down at this point. Where has the time gone?
Where has the time? What song is that?
Wait, I loved live vocals.
Oh, miss. Wait, what is that song? Brian Stokes Mitchell.
I don't know, but I want to keep going.
Whatever.
Keep singing.
Where has the time? I can't. I'm out.
Keep singing.
Keep singing. I forget it. what? Anyway, it's on one of his albums.
So, thank you so much, Blaine. But we have one last little bit that we like to talk about just to tie in the concept of drama.
Drama.
To tie it all up, we're wrapping it all together before we go. But this is our chance to end on a dramatic or not so dramatic note. We like to share the drama in our heart, whether it be a show we're going to see or that we've seen, content we're currently consuming, a date or lover that we're reflecting on. You know, are you feeling dramatic today? You know, what's your dose of drama?
What is my dose of drama?
Do you want to start?
Do I want to start?
Yeah.
I can start.
Dylan, take it away, Dylan.
Well, there's so much going on at all times, but I would say the drama that has been like on my mind lately has been this West Side Story revival.
Oh,
which I have not seen it yet, so I cannot deliver full opinion.
No one has seen it.
Yeah,
very true. However, and for those of you who don't know, they're making some changes to West Side Story for this new Ivo Van Hove revival, in which it's going to be one act.
Mm-hmm.
They cut I Feel Pretty as well as the Dream Ballet.
Somewhere.
In the song Somewhere, is that cut as well?
I don't think Somewhere.
Somewhere's
but
not
just
cut.
At least the ballet.
Just
cut.
The ballet
oh,
and
thank
I Feel
goodness.
Pretty. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And they have made America be the men and the women singing it. It's like the movie version.
Oh, okay.
But here's the thing is I guess Sondheim approved it all.
Of course.
And everyone's very upset. I don't like when we take women's voices away, which is also sort of an issue I have with the company revival in some ways, but I'm also very excited. We talked about that with Krista.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But I am just so interested to see it. It's not going to stop me from seeing it.
Oh, no. Honey, that's all tickets. That,
yes.
That drama. Mm-hmm. That was the, I don't remember, Art Pop. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Like, I don't remember.
Oh my God. I am very interested. And I guess to also like the concept of it only, I guess West Side Story, like Hello Dolly, only takes place over the course of like 48 hours.
Right.
And so like it being one act is going to like make it seem like it's in real time.
Right.
So that I guess is what's been on my mind lately because everyone has their own opinion of it. And I'm really actually curious to know yours, Blaine.
I mean, I'm not a purist.
Okay. Great.
I am like super, I mean, there are things that I love the original, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And will, you know, like all of us be like, okay, well that was the original, you know, but I'm not a purist in that way. Like I actually like, I'm the type of person where I'm like, well, if you're going to revive it, why? What new point of view are you telling? You know,
ooh, yes.
I read this really interesting thing about, what's his name? Ivo Van Hove. If I ever meet Mr. Ivo in the room one day, I'll say it correctly. But he had said something about like, you know, what is like truth? And he was talking about how like, you know, something is true because you say it. Like if we have the same piece of text, you know, this idea of like, oh, well that version was in a truthful version. You know, I like this way of saying it. It's like, well, how is that? Like, as long as he says it and meant that that's his truth. That's his truth. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So with this website, with revivals, I'm like, well, what is this version of truth? Like, what's this version of truth? You know what I mean? Like that you're needing to you know. So for me, and I'm also not, I love West Side Story. I'm not obsessed like everyone is, some people. So for me, I'm like, all right, let's
I'm excited.
Give it to us. Because for... for what? $560 a ticket. Something better be special if it's that piece, you know.
I know.
Yeah. And I'm not, excited. I mean, you know.
Yeah. It's not the last time we'll ever see West Side Story on Broadway.
Not the original. I'm sure, you know, if you want your original, it's coming back.
It's coming back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We just, I mean, it's been less than a decade since the last one came out.
But I know people are in a huff.
Oh yes. Gosh, very much so.
It's juicy.
Yeah.
I appreciate your take on that.
Yes.
Connor, what's your dose of drama?
My dose of drama. Okay, I don't really know how much I want to say.
Uh-oh.
But I want to say it because it's like on my mind. This is personal life stuff. At this Gaga party last night, I saw a former... Someone I used to date. Someone I used to date. And met their new lover.
Yeah.
And it was one of those moments where I was like, you're not just like someone exists, like
you have wants too.
You're not just like waiting around. You're like,
you're not just like waiting for me.
But yeah, I know. And I feel like in a way, I don't know if I necessarily 100% believe in the idea of closure. I think you're lucky if you can get it, but most of the time we don't. So sometimes you have to find it for yourself. But this was one of those moments where I thought, okay, maybe the book is closed.
Connor walked up to me, he like clapped his hands together like he was closing a book, and I was like, "What happened?"
Uh-oh.
He was like, "I'm free."
Oh my god!
I know, the drama. I know, but you know that's how I felt.
I'm free.
Oh my god, it was very like Beyonce muffled voiceover, like
because you seeing him with someone else.
Yes, and I had thought. I had
was
wondered
this,
about
now
that
I'm
moment.
Getting deep.
Yeah.
Who ended what with who?
It was one of those things where we were seeing each other for several months and then sort of started to fizzle, and then I was ghosted.
Oh.
And then, but then we run into each other.
Yeah.
All the time.
He's haunted. And then the ghost came back to haunt
you. You know, it's like one of those things where he's like randomly adding me on Facebook in the dead of the night 2 months later, or like
dead of the night.
In the dead of the night. Or responding to Insta stories and stuff. So it's one of those things I couldn't necessarily let go in many ways, even though I've like moved on, you know.
Yeah.
Even though I moved on, but I couldn't really let go. But I had a feeling I'd see him there.
Yeah.
Did. And I had wondered, like, oh, I wonder how I'd feel.
Well, yeah. Well, that's kind of a little messed up because if he ghosted you and then he's coming back, dropping these little, like, pebbles.
Uh-huh.
Of course you're going to be like, oh, well, is this, like...
Confusing.
Yeah.
Confusing. Truly confusing.
Did you think the other person was cute?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. But it was one of those things where I know. It's one of those things where I'm not jealous that he found somebody else. I was just like... You know, I'm like comparing myself to this guy. I'm like, oh my God, he's like 6'7". You know what I mean? All these different things. But
please.
It's all good. So that's my drama. I'm still wondering. My full thoughts on it aren't
good.
Unleashed. But
there's still more.
There's still more. But now it's like.
Can't wait for post.
Yeah. It's good. That's
I'm
it.
Get the juice after.
That's my dose of drama.
Mm.
Blaine.
What is my dose of drama? Oh God, I was thinking about this earlier. So this is nerdy, you know. I'm really nerd out into politics.
Yes,
we love that,
and we're doing these impeachment hearings. So I am like at the gym, no lie, live streaming CNN.
Yes,
like, while doing like just exercises.
I love
that's
that.
My dose of drama. I am obsessed with getting Donald Trump out of office.
Yes, God,
as we all should be.
So I'm like knee deep in these like Ukraine.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've been keeping up on the phone call and the Ukraine and the whistleblower and I tell my best friend, he does not watch the news. I'm his news and but I tell him, I'm like, girl, I'm like, if you want good TV, I'm like, just learn these characters and he'll sit down for like 20 minutes. He's like, what the, you know, yelling commentators going back and forth.
No, it's the, it's piping.
It's good.
Like
it's good.
Compelling.
It's crazy that this is our country right now. And
well, that's the thing. It's like, it's real.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad because the way I talk about it, I mean, it is juicy. It's like juicy, but it's like, oh no, this is real. Like that is not a show.
I feel like Robert Mueller left a few things out. You ever seen that Mary Louise, is that her name from Big Little Lies?
Season
two, she goes, you left a few things out, didn't you?
That's literally
what, because Robert Mueller was like, you didn't know about any of this? Like, or did you just selectively leave it out? I'm just surprised that this is what we're finally getting him on.
Well, you know, and this is what sucks, right? So it's like, oh, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Anything up till now, mm-hmm. a normal person would have been, they would have been locked up, it would have been done, uh-huh. it would have been yes. done. But because of the way all this nonsense is it's like, it has to be strategic. It has to be, oh mm-hmm. no, well, this I can get people to understand. And there's a narrative. Mm-hmm. It's almost insulting when you hear people say that. They're like, well, this one has a story behind it, so I can sell it better. And you're like,
right
is right and wrong is wrong. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, so 152 wrongs ago, mm-hmm. you should have got it.
Yep.
You know?
That's
Mother
tea.
Pelosi yeah. just laid down the gavel in this moment.
You guys don't understand how I'm addicted. I'm so addicted.
I love that.
We'll have to talk understand. About who your candidate is after everything.
Off pod.
We'll talk about it. Okay, so I think this, we have to
we gotta
wrap
go.
It up now.
Oh my God, Blaine. You guys. You're Thank a dream. You. This I say, so I'm fun. Serious.
Thank you. I want to come back. We'll come back.
Come yeah, back.
Part two. Come back for part two because we could just go on and on. You are amazing.
We'll just stick to the dose of drama.
Yeah.
Daily topic.
We didn't even get to.
Oh yeah, hot topic.
They just do a whole show.
We didn't even get to Drag Race, which we will. That can be.
Oh my God.
Are you watching UK?
I'm not.
Okay, I think you should.
It's so good.
That's all I'm going to say.
Is it good?
Yeah. It's
different.
It harkens back to early seasons of Drag Race, I think.
Without the. It's smear on the
exactly.
screen.
the season one lens.
They
yeah,
like a pair of pantyhose over the screen. And it's just, yeah. Anyway, so you are incredible.
Thank
the
you,
sky
boys.
Continues to be the limit for you, and you're just so grateful that you agreed to do this.
Thank
with
you.
Us.
Congratulations.
Thank
exciting.
You.
Thank you so
oh my
much.
God. We adore.
And Connor, where can they follow us?
Oh, they can follow us at The Drama Podcast on Twitter, on Instagram. Follow me at Connor McDowell.
Follow me at Dylan McDowell. And follow Blaine at Blaine Krause.
Yes.
On Twitter.
Twitter, Instagram. Yeah.
All of Blaine, it. Blaine Twitter KR. For the politics, maybe.
Twitter for the politics.
Okay.
Yeah.
Instagram for the
The likes.
The
let's
likes.
Be real.
The
and that's just Blaine KR
yeah,
on Blaine Insta. KR. Okay, okay.
Awesome. I do more like businessy stuff on Insta.
Okay.
The stories more personal. Facebook, I'm trying to. It's Facebook's time. But anyway, we gotta go.
We gotta go. All right, and follow the drama at the drama podcast.
Yes, that's
on
right.
Twitter and Instagram. And Connor, we'll see you next time.
Drama.
Can I get an A?